Tomorrow, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a challenge to a Massachusetts law that bars protest within 35 feet of clinics that provide abortion services. The case could change the way business is done at abortion clinics around the country. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WBUR's Fred Bever reports.
The ritual here at Planned Parenthood of Southern New England's Boston headquarters has gone on for some 7 years now.
Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord.
More than a dozen people gather to pray, bundle against the cold and the rain. They are careful to stay just outside a yellow line that marks the perimeter of a state-sanctioned buffer zone around the abortion clinic. Drawn in a 35-foot radius from the front entrance and stretching past the curb in some places, it looks like the three-point line on a basketball court. Some people carry signs that read, "Birth, it's your first freedom." One hoists a cross fixed to the top of a tall pole. Ruth Schiavone, who lives in the Boston suburb of Norwood, clutches a fan of pamphlets that illustrate the development of a fetus and provide information for women who want to consider alternatives to abortion. Schiavone says she spends most Saturdays here.
To talk to the girls before they go in, they don't know that they have another choice.
Schiavone says the buffer zone unfairly and unconstitutionally gives an advantage to clinic workers who support abortion rights. But that hasn't stopped her from convincing some women she met here to take a pregnancy to term.
Last Christmas, I was invited to a birthday party for a 2-year-old child whose mother had turned around here.
That would seem to support arguments that buffer zones allow for effective speech. But Schiavone and a friend, Evelyn Musto of Brockton, Massachusetts, say that before the zone was established in 2007, their work was much easier. As several clients head through the zone to and from the clinic, the two women are met with silence.
It really stops our conversation with the girls.
But if we could get up closer, you know, we could, you know, be loving to them and show them the help that we have for them, you know.
You know, we're limited in our free speech.
Freedom of speech.
We're strong supporters of the First Amendment and believe that people do have a right to speak out on the public sidewalk, but they don't have the right to blockade our health centers.
That's Marty Waltz, director of Planned Parenthood of Southern New England. She was a state lawmaker in 2007 and helped write the buffer zone legislation after an attempt to bring order to chaotic and sometimes violent clinic protests failed. She says back then, the scene could be frightening.
I was standing in the doorway of the health center, and I had someone inches away from my face screaming at me at full volume. It was scary. And that's why the current law works. There are groups of people outside of our health centers, but because they're not huddled in the doorway creating the physical confrontations, the current law works to maintain public safety.
In McCullen v. Coakley, 7 Massachusetts abortion foes are asking the U.S. Supreme Court to throw out a lower court decision that upholds the buffer zone. They say there's a big and constitutionally meaningful difference between shouting across an expanse of pavement and a close-up conversation with a woman who is considering an abortion. Their case will be argued by Mark Rienzi, a professor at Catholic University of America's Law School, who notes that the punishment for violating Massachusetts buffer zone can include 2.5 years in jail.
There's something seriously wrong with the sidewalks in Boston, Massachusetts, of all places, being closed to peaceful speech. The government's just not allowed to jail citizens for peaceful conversations on public sidewalks. They just can't.
The Supreme Court hasn't taken up a similar case since 2000, before conservative Justice John Roberts was appointed, and dozens of groups have filed friend of the court briefs. States and municipalities, which have their own buffer zone laws, are weighing in too. The delicate balance between free speech, abortion rights, and public safety has put the Bill of Rights defenders at the American Civil Liberties Union in a constitutional bind.
The answer to the question of whether the Massachusetts law is constitutional is not a simple yes or no, but it's a bit of a maybe.
Stephen Shapiro is the ACLU's national legal director. He says as long as protesters do get a chance to speak to people entering or exiting a clinic, even from at least 35 feet down the street, their free speech rights are protected. But Shapiro says there's an on-the-ground problem with the way the Massachusetts law is written. At some clinic locations, the layout of the buffer zones, combined with streets or parking lots, increases the effective size of the zone so much that it prevents effective communication. That can leave protesters vainly holding up signs while cars drive on by.
The mistake that the lower courts made in this case is they assumed that holding up a sign was the First Amendment equivalent of attempting to engage somebody in conversation or hand them a leaflet, and we don't think those things are fungible.
Shapiro and other observers say it's possible the high court could throw out the use of buffer zones altogether, a precedent-setting move. More likely, though, they say the court will tailor its opinion to the specifics of the Massachusetts dispute, which may or may not force governments to revisit the way they handle free speech and abortion. For Here and Now, I'm Fred Bever in Boston.